The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm glad to be here. I've got Terry Pinch with me. Hi, Terry.
Morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
I'm good. And we've got Amber Miller from WIPIC here with us this morning. Amber's our guest this week. Hi, Amber.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So, WIPIC, you want to tell us a little bit about WIPIC and who you are?
Absolutely. So WIPIC is actually stands for the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. We have been around putting dreams to work for over 31 years. Started and formed in 1987, so we are a nonprofit, and we actually came out of the women's movement of the 80s, where it was really difficult for a woman to get a small business loan. They would bring their husband into the bank or the credit union and say, oh, you know, we need your husband to sign this loan. And so five people came together and created WIPIC. And we've been here ever since, and we have a couple locations. One is in Milwaukee, which is more of our corporate headquarters, which is where I'm out of, Racine, Kenosha, and Madison. And then I'm very excited to announce that we are opening our new Appleton office, which will be open after July 1st.
Excellent. And in the time that you've been working, what your focus is on women, I would assume, right?
Sure. Yeah, so our name is just a smidge misleading. About 30% of our clients are males, 70% are females. And even though we do care and love all, our main focus is still females, minorities, and low-wealth individuals. So these might be people who are underemployed, unemployed, looking for a way to get back into the workforce. So if they can't find a job, why not start your own job or your own business and create jobs within the local community?
So how would people that were interested to fit those qualifications find you?
Yeah, so so our new Appleton office is going to be located on Casa Loma Drive, which is right next door to the Associated Bank. So that will be officially open after July 1st. But if you guys are looking for information now, you can contact the WIPIC Milwaukee office, specifically me, Amber Miller. I am Senior Regional Project Director at 414-263-5450, or my email, Amber, A-M-B-E-R, period or dot Miller, at WIPIC, which is two W's, so WWBIC.com.
Okay, and the clientele that you, what brings you to the Fox Cities? What do you see here that you think you can help with?
Yeah, so we are statewide. We've always had a statewide presence. For the past 2.5 years, we've been lucky enough to have a small business consultant slash outreach person by the name of Tim Myerson, who actually happens to be a volunteer with the SCORE chapter in Green Bay. And because of his efforts, we've really expanded into the market, gotten people small business loans, education, business plans. So we just thought this was a really great opportunity to open our first brick and mortar in the Appleton area, so we're very excited to be here.
Amber, could you tell us a little bit more about what actions and services WIPIC provides?
Absolutely. So I say that WIPIC is a kind of a hidden gem. So I have actually been in my role. This is my ninth year, and I know you're probably looking at me thinking I'm 20, but I'm a little older than that. So I've been there and just seen our services expanded. So a couple things we do is education. So the education, 90% of our classes are free or low cost. So these are classes to help you write a business plan. Think, is my business idea feasible? Marketing, social media, all of that is at no cost. So that's the first bucket. Second bucket is small business loans. So we are a microlender. So a microlender is a little bit different than a bank or credit union. So we look at the full story. We look at the full picture of the client. Yes, we could pull their credit, but maybe they didn't pay their electric bill during the winter. Maybe it was a difference or a choice between food and electricity. But we look at the full picture. So we do small business loans from $1,000 up to $250,000. They can use that for working capital, inventory, marketing, a piece of equipment, so anything related to the business. Then the other bucket, which is for our loan clients, which I actually find us to be just a little different than a bank or credit union, is they get a small business consultant for the life of their loan. So life of the loan is anywhere between 4 to 7 years. This person works with you quarterly, could work with you monthly. So maybe you're having issues with marketing, legal. This person's going to work with you every step of the way. Then we also have personal money management. So this is more of I'm having credit issues. I don't have a family budget. I want to start a business, but I don't really have any money saved. So as I was stating with you guys before the show, a lot of the times we're going to work with that client on the front end. So we pull their credit. Maybe it's a little on the colorful side. Maybe they've had a couple hiccups. We don't hold that against them. We try to work with them, try to get them to the point where they can get their business plan and then apply for a loan. So we're very multifaceted. I think that's what we bring value to entrepreneurs.
Okay. I know in one of your purposes you talk about economic development through individual growth. You've described a little bit there how you work from the very beginning through the business. Can you talk a little bit more about why, how your organization focuses on helping individuals grow and how that helps economic development?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of our clients, are low income, low wealth, haven't won the lottery yet, but they will. Also maybe don't have a support system, maybe at work or at home. So we're going to help them every step of the way to grow their idea. Maybe they just woke up today and say, I make the best cupcakes. I don't know what to do. So we're going to work with them every step of the way to get their business plan, to find commercial kitchen, maybe to get a loan. And now all of a sudden they went from low income to actually creating jobs, making money within their local community. And we know that when you support local small businesses, those dollars stay within the local community. So not only are they now paying themselves maybe off government assistance, but now they're supporting and creating jobs within their local community. So the personal growth or the growth in general could be very different depending on the person. It could be a small business that's been in business for 20 years, and maybe that one piece of equipment that we can help them get a loan for now can create 10 jobs.
So in your history, in WIPIC's history, do you keep data that tells you how successful you've been and what you've been able to do in the economies you've been in?
Yes. I just have some stats here, Pat, so thank you. So since 1987, we have served over 63,000 people. This could be with training. This could be with coaching. 4,900 businesses started or strengthened. So once again, 70% of the clients that we help are startup businesses. So that means they've been in business less than 6 months, but most of them have not even opened yet. Over 10,000 jobs created or retained. So it could be the one education class that they took that helped them improve their social media following. It could be they got a $10,000 small business loan to get a piece of equipment for a restaurant that now can increase their sales. And then over $60 million have been lent to local small business owners. And just last year in 2017, we did over $9 million to local small businesses. And the one thing that I want to mention, too, is even though we're a micro lender, we have a really great relationships with local banks and credit unions. So I definitely want to talk about that, is maybe a bank or credit union says no, which on occasion they do. It could be because of the credit. It could be because it's a startup. So they say instead of, no, I can't help you, it's more like, no, we can't help you at this moment. Let's send you over to WIBIC and see if that's something they can help you with. In a perfect world, our goal is for that small business owner to be bankable. So they start with WIBIC, do the loan, and then maybe 6 to 8 years down the road, they can get a bigger loan with a small business, or with a, I'm sorry, a bank or credit union.
And really, the reason sometimes a bank or credit union can't do that is because of the regulatory structure that they're under that only allows them to go to a certain point, and then they have to stop because they just can't do that. So You talked about small loans of $1,000 and things, or people that do have really banged up credit and things like that. That may be a case then the bank or the credit union can't do that. And So WPIC becomes then an alternative to say, you know, we're not turning you over to the last resort here. What we're really doing is turning you over to somebody that can actually work in that environment, work with you to help you get you something to accomplish your dreams.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's why we have such good relationships with the bank. So we're not a depository. So they're not, just because they get a loan through us, we're not a bank. So they can't come and cash their checks, deposit their money. But we also do gap financing. So maybe they can get traditional financing. So let's say you bank with, for instance, Associated Bank. Maybe they could do $15,000 for a piece of machinery, but you're like, I still need money for marketing. I still need money for inventory. That's where WPIC can step in and supplement that. The one thing we don't want is for you to be underfunded. We don't want you to start a business without enough capital and without enough education. So I think that's where we work hand-in-hand with the bank or credit union if needed.
And those are both the kiss of death. Often.
Absolutely. It's the kiss of death. I think the small business owners are really good at what they do. So if you're a restaurant owner, you're really good at making the best pasta. But when you start talking about, like, how are you doing marketing, it's like a deer in headlights where they're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what social media is. Should I have an Instagram page? So that's where the education piece, I think, is really important. And that's why there's great partners also with SCORE and SBDC and the local colleges, too, that we can all come together for the sake of the client.
One of the things we found in SCORE is that more and more of our clients are coming in and asking about social media and how they get involved in it. Do you see the same thing with your clients, and what do you do with them? How do you work with them?
Yeah, I'm going to say every day. We get some clients that come in who want to start a Facebook page, or they don't know why they're not being found, or Instagram. We definitely have free or low-cost classes to help them with that, but if not, we have over 400 volunteers statewide. It's legal. It's marketing, it's branding, it's logo creation that will work with our small business clients one-on-one. If you're not on social media or you don't have a website, you're not being found. So it's really important.
I'd like to remind you that we're listening to Amber Miller this morning from Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can give us a call at 920-281-1150 or 886-887-1150. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHPY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Alberts and Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at WBD.org.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. We're here with Amber Miller. We're talking about WPIC, and we've got a call on the line. Cheryl, are you there? Cheryl?
Hi. Yep, I'm here.
Have you got a question?
We do. Just wondering what WPIC's process is. Like, would I be calling, you know, do I have to go all the way down to Milwaukee if I need help now? Or is there somebody available up here somewhere? And also, when are they going to have classes in the Appleton area also, or just in Milwaukee?
Great. Yeah, Cheryl, those are really great questions. So so right now, I will actually be having office hours in the Appleton office. So you can contact me at 414-263-5450 to set up an appointment. If something happens where, you know, there's not a brick and mortar near you, we can do FaceTime, we could do Skype, we could do phone. So there's definitely a lot of resources that we can provide you even before the office officially opens next month. And then we will definitely be having classes within the local community. So for right now, I would say check back on our class schedule, which is wibic.com, and all of that will be on there for you. But we're definitely happy to help you now.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank
Thanks
you for calling,
Cheryl.
Bye.
And we have another call on the line. We have Andrea. Andrea, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Have you got a question for Amber?
Well, yes. I was wondering about it. My friends have talked a lot about a business plan, and many of them said, you know, you just really don't need one. I was just wondering what your thoughts are on business plans, and do I really have to create one of those? What you know,
yeah.
What does it do?
No, that's another great question. So the business plan is the roadmap to your success. So if you start your business plan, a couple things you're going to want to look for is who's your competitor, so who's doing something that's similar or the same, and who's your target market. So if you are opening a restaurant or a bakery, who's the one that's going to be purchasing the cupcakes? It also talks about sales. It talks about revenue. So it's really hard to start a business and be successful if you don't have a business plan, so I definitely would say look into it. WBIC, SCORE, SBDC, the SBA .gov website also has some resources, but definitely 100% you'll need a business plan.
Well, are there going to be classes up there for business plans, or how do I if I have to do one, and does it take like a full semester to create a business plan?
Sure. Yep, we will be offering classes up here in the fall that teaches you how to write a business plan. If not, you can contact me at 414-263-5450, and I will be having office hours up here in Appleton. To write a business plan, it depends on how much time and effort you want to put into it. It could be as little as 2 weeks. It could take up to a semester, but it also is based off your schedule.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Andrea. So one of the things that brings up a great question about business plans, and oftentimes people look at putting a business plan kind of like getting their teeth cleaned. That,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know we have to do it, but we're not sure we really want to.
Yes.
So. But it's critically important to you in putting a business together, right? Is
absolutely. Definitely you cannot get any funding, whether it's a bank, credit union, or WBIC, without a business plan. So they're going to want to know, what is your roadmap? Where do you see your business in 1 year, 2 year, 3 years? But also, yeah, you just got to devote the time. It's not that scary. You got to sit down and start doing the research. And most of the entrepreneurs that we work with, it's in their head already. If I say, who's your competitor? Oh, it's this person. I'm like, I need you to put that down on paper. Like, that's the start of your business plan. So it is baby steps, but, yeah, you can't run and hide from it like the dentist.
Well, you know, what a banker is looking for is, or somebody who's going to finance you, WBIC is looking for the same thing, is they want to know how well you've thought out your idea, not just that you woke up and you said, hey, you know what, I want to run this business, I think it's going to work kind of
mm-hmm.
thing, but what research have you done?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are you going to put the money that we're going to invest with you?
Absolutely.
And how are you going to pay us back?
Yep, absolutely. And we also get a lot of phone calls or a lot of meetings from clients who will bring us six different ideas. They'll say, well, which one do you think I should do? And they're all over the board. And the one thing you have to do is, what are you passionate about? What do you see yourself doing every single day until you retire? So that's, I think, the first stepping stone is, like, will my business idea work? And then definitely reach out to a resource like the SCORE, the WBIC, the SBDC, the local colleges, and then do the business plan. But also WBIC is more than happy to just review your business plan. That's at no cost. So maybe you're working on one now or been working on it. You're not sure if it's correct or it flows right. That, of course, is at no cost also.
Good. So I'd like to remind everybody that our phone number is 920-281-1150 or 866-887-1150. If you'd like to join the conversation, we invite you to call in. and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney. I'm here with Terry Pinch, and we're talking to Amber Miller from WPIC. So, Amber, one of the things that comes up when we talk to organizations like WPIC is the entrepreneur spirit that seems to be bubbling up a lot in our economy, and I'm sure that's a big part of what you do also, right?
Yeah, correct. The one thing is when the economy kind of took a nosedive about 10 years ago, 8 years ago, the people were out of a job, underemployed, so a lot of people wanted to start their own business. So whether we call it entrepreneurship or a small business owner, I still think it's an avenue that a lot of people should look into. There's kind of a newer-ish term, like what is your side hustle, which is kind of like what are you doing as a hobby that you can maybe turn into a business. So we had one woman that was doing like walking tours on the weekend, and she's like, I think I kind of want to make this a full-time position, and she ended up quitting her full-time job and is just being really successful. So, and then the one other thing I wanted to mention, too, is for entrepreneurs over the age of 50, we do have funding through AARP, which is one of our really strong statewide partners for entrepreneurship, to start or grow a business, and maybe look into that. And you can look find us at wwbic.com for that information.
So let's talk a little bit about the older people that might be looking at, you know, venturing into something. Mm-hmm. Why do you think you're seeing that?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is the age group is just not feeling it at work anymore, underemployed, unemployed, and they just want to start doing, like, what makes them feel good within the community, what's their passion, and they're starting to veer away from the 9-to-5 Monday through Friday jobs and saying, hey, you know, I've been fixing cars on the side. How can I turn that into a business? So I think it's just kind of where they are in their career, maybe just looking for a change.
Are you finding that more as you do your personal financial programs too, that people are asking for more help in that area and trying to look at how they do more themselves rather than in the past just relying on a pension?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of clients over the age of 50, 55, 60 are on SSI, SSDI and looking for the future. And the one thing is whether you make $1 or $1 million is you have to learn how to budget your money. You can't keep living paycheck to paycheck. You can't decide between food and prescriptions. So even if the entrepreneurship route maybe isn't for you right now, definitely contacting WPIC to start looking at your personal budget, your personal, you know, where do I see myself in 12 months? Maybe you want to save for a vacation. Maybe you want to save for that new car, but that's also what WPIC can help you with.
That's all really good, and it gives an example of something that is a little bit outside of what people might normally be looking for, is that idea that you got to get yourself set up or before, you know, you want to execute, that you need to get some things yourself done, and putting a budget together almost ties into that business plan idea that, you know, they're both really critical. You got to learn how to live in a budget, right?
Correct. Yeah, definitely. I think we live in an economy where we're impulse buyers and just slowing down, saying, do I need that, you know, $40 pair of shoes, or do I need to go out to the movies? Thinking of creative ways to save money. So if eventually you do want to start a business, maybe you have a little money to bring to the table. Maybe you have that $2,000 that you can show to a loan officer to say, hey, I got skin in the game. Am I being for real? I really want this. And those are just slight things that you could do every day to kind of make big impact in the long run.
Okay. One of the things I noticed on your site, too, is you actually help people get home loans or help them with buying a home. How do you go about doing that? How does it, and how does that fit into this individual growth idea?
Sure. So the program that you are talking about, Terry, is called a Match Savings Account Program. So it's right now it's only in the city of Milwaukee, and it's only for individuals that live within the Housing Authority, City of Milwaukee, so public housing. And it helps them save money, which is then matched with one of our grants. They can use it for home purchase, start a business, go to college, and next week we will be closing on our 197th home. So this is low-income individual public housing who's now a homeowner. But right now that program is only in the city of Milwaukee.
So I'd like to go back a little bit and backtrack to the side hustle thing.
Oh, yeah. Side hustling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we all do that we don't think about that we could make some money on if we focused on it. And there's also a lot of things we purchase out in the community that, mm-hmm. you know, somebody provides and has traditionally provided. But those people are starting to fade away and disappear, too, as they retire and mm-hmm. and decide that they want to, you know, do something else with their life. And there's a lot of those kinds of things happening mm-hmm. that, you know, are opportunities for others of us who are still feel like we've got something to give and want to try something different. And it's interesting.
Yeah, it's, you know, every day we meet with clients. We serve over 4,500 clients a year that come with an idea and not sure if it's viable, or they've been doing it for 20 years, 10 years, thinking, I think maybe can I turn this into a side hustle or a side business? Maybe making jewelry. There's Etsy. You can sell it on Etsy. You can do farmers markets. I love food-based businesses more than anything because they always like to drop off samples. But that cookie that you're making, one of our clients makes a man cookie, which I find very intriguing. So it's mixed with pretzels, peanut butter, potato chips, and chocolate. So it sounds like heaven. But that was another thing where she's like, I don't know, should I do this? And she's super successful. So you just need to maybe just take some time to yourself and self-reflect. What am I doing right now that maybe could turn into a side hustle? And it's that first step.
So the food people are nicer to you than the jewelry people.
Absolutely. Are. Nobody gives us diamonds, but they love to give us cookies and sandwiches. And I always find food-based businesses to have the most passion. When they're cooking, whatever they're cooking, and they're having you try it just to see their face is really great. And then also we just funded the first cat cafe in the city of Milwaukee. So let me talk about this because you guys are chuckling. So the cat cafe is half cat adoption, half cafe where you could get a adult beverage or a little nosh to eat, and then you actually get to meet the cats, bond with them, and possibly adopt them. Really big on the West Coast, really big overseas. In Oregon, they have a year waiting list to get into the cat part. So it's, once again, her passion is, I want to help cats. I saw it in the West Coast, and she was a flight attendant. So when you, even when you think that business idea isn't worth maybe reaching out to resources for, I would definitely say reach out to a resource.
Okay. My grandpa had a cat cafe, too. We called it a farm.
Oh, there you have it. I was like, oh, interesting. Oh, yeah, probably a farm. Yep, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back to business. So why did you choose, why did WIPIC choose Appleton for the next location?
Yeah, I think it's just because we already have Tim Myason out here doing his outreach, and he just saw there was a need, but also just to be part of the ecosystem. We want to be here for the residents of Appleton and the surrounding areas to know that, you know, SBDC is there, SCORE is there, the local colleges, but now we have WIPIC, another resource, and we are just a little different because we do small business loans. And also, too, is we do have those 400 volunteers that are willing to work with you one-on-one, experts within the community. And we are looking for volunteers within the area. So if you're interested in volunteering to help our small business owners, you can contact me at 414-263-5450.
So let's go back again and talk about, you started out early in the program talking about the fact that women find it hard to, our minorities find it hard to be able to qualify for loans and things.
Yes.
Is that still as difficult as it was 40 years ago or 35 years ago whenever WIPIC started?
Yeah. I'm going to say I still find it difficult. I still see it being difficult for especially women business owners, to find the resources. But I'm going to say I think it's getting better. I think it's because of partners like SCORE, SBDC, and WBIC getting out into the community to say there is hope and opportunity for you to start your business, but you just got to make sure that you know who to contact.
Could we just talk a little bit about your funding, too, and who provides that to help people understand where you...
Yes, absolutely. No, that's a great question. So once again, we are a nonprofit, so we do have a portion of our funding comes through federal funding, including this SBA, which is the Small Business Administration, also local and state dollars, and then we do have earned income. So we actually do some consulting. We charge for some of our classes, maybe $5 or $10, so that comes from our earned income. And then we also do own our own coffee shop. It's called Coffee with a Conscience. It's our own social business venture, and what makes it different is we sell products only from our clients. So when I'm talking about that cookie person, we're going to sell her stuff. It's different than Starbucks, but that's also how we do it. And then also 15% donated, so that comes from philanthropists and local funders.
So we have another caller on the line. Kimberly, are you there? Kimberly?
Yes.
Do you have a question for Amber?
I do. I do. So, Amber, I am in the Appleton area, and I own a part-time business, but I work full-time as well, and really doing jewelry and online and some at events, but hard to know when I should quit my full-time job and try to put all my efforts into the business.
Do you have a business plan created?
No.
Okay. So we do get that question quite a bit of, you know, I'm doing my side hustle, I'm doing my side business, but it's hard for me to leave my full-time job because of the pay and the benefits. And that's where I really encourage you to sit down with one of the WBIC or a resource partner to say, you know, can I leave my $50,000 job behind to possibly make $200 a week, still knowing you have to pay your bills, make sure that you're marketing your business. So it's kind of where you definitely need to walk through, and that's where that personal money management comes into play, too. Do you have money saved? What if your business is slow for the first 6 months? You know, how are you going to supplement your income? So I definitely encourage you to reach out to one of the resource partners or call me at 414-263-5450.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Kimberly. So, you've got a lot of examples, I'm sure, of people who have come to you without business plans, without budgets and things like that. What kind of a process do you go through? Do you team them up with a consultant that they'll perhaps end up working with as they go through that whole thing? Or do you use a team of people?
Yeah, it's definitely what I call the dream team. So when they call WBIC and say, you know, can I sit with somebody to go over my business idea, they will meet with somebody from our education team who then will either work with them one-on-one or funnel them into a class. And then after that, we have a class that's called Thinking of Starting a Business. And it almost talks you out of starting a business. Like, can you not have health benefits? Can you not pay yourself? Can you never take a vacation again? And that starts funneling people like, ooh, I don't think this is the time. Then they ideally, in a perfect world, will go to a business planning course, and then maybe they want a loan. But there is a step, and I think that's where WBIC can really help. You know, and sometimes we have to handhold, and we're more than happy to do that. That's what we're here to do. But it's definitely starting with us, business plan, and then possibly a loan. And not everybody needs a loan, but everybody needs the education piece.
Do you have any problems, or you have? How do you help people with regulatory problems as they get up, they start up, and things? That seems to be a common complaint.
Yeah, that darn occupancy permit. We get those a lot. A lot of the questions, but that's where we rely on our partners to kind of help us through. Especially because we're statewide, it's a little different in each city and every county. But maybe we have a small business owner that has back taxes, so we definitely connect them with a resource. Maybe they can't get a possible liquor license. The Cat Cafe, I know, had a couple issues because it's kind of like two businesses. But that's where we rely on our partners. I think we do a great job of being an advocate for our small business owners, and that does take a team process.
You mentioned you're partially funded by the Small Business Administration. We are, too, as is the SBDC. Can you talk a little bit about how the groups work together and how they help each other?
Yeah, absolutely. I call that dream team number two. So we definitely do workshops together. We also do a lot of referring. I know with like SCORE, you guys don't necessarily do small business loans, but maybe you have a really great client that you're working with, completed business plan, and you say, hey, maybe you could go to WIBIC for a small business loan. SBDC does a lot of one-on-one with our clients who are getting to the process of applying for a loan. So I feel like we just, it's like really good synergy. I think we work really well together, and we're under the SBA family umbrella, so I think it just makes sense.
There are a lot of things that are under that SBA umbrella, and SBA does a lot of work promoting small business, and it's not, most of the time, it's not just established businesses, it's these startups that get them going and find the help and things like that. And that's what SCORE is trying to do also, is to find you, help you find the resources to get yourself off the ground with the idea. For example, we don't do lending. So we refer people to WIPIC and help them be able to find options for lending. So I'd like to remind you that you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHayling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
So you have a new addition to your family, or you found that house that you've fallen in love with, or you're getting engaged to the love of your life, or planning a retirement that changes your lifestyle. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, plus checking, savings, and mobile account access that works for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities. Fox Communities Credit Union.
It's the camper that gives your family freedom to travel, or the new car that gives you peace of mind, the convenience of managing your money on your phone, or the security of growing your money locally. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, free and easy mobile services, plus checking and savings accounts that work for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial real estate or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here with Terry Pinch, and we're talking to Amber Miller from WIPIC. Before we go on, I want to turn to Terry, and Terry's going to tell us about a seminar that SCORE is sponsoring that's going to happen this coming week. Terry?
Yes, earlier this year, we, the Fox City SCORE's chapter, formed a partnership with Google, where we've been working with them to do a number of social media seminars, and we have another one coming up actually this week. And so on June 20th, it will be at Fox Valley Technical College, the Bordini Center, from 11 o'clock to about 12 or 12:30. And this is going to be a very interesting one for retailers. It's a Google online marketing strategies for retail. So one of the really neat things that we've been learning with Google, they do a lot of research, and we found out quite a few interesting things about the use of smartphones. There's 125 million people are smartphones in the U.S. now. But 3 out of 4 people who perform a near-me search on their phones visit a local business within one day. So people are doing searches, and they're going and then going to visit their local business. And we find that as we talk to people all the time, they want to know how to make their social media more effective. And that this course will help you with that. And we will have live presenters from Google in San Francisco leading that seminar at the Bordini Center.
How do you define a near me search?
How do you say near me?
So you're looking for pizza near me, right?
Yeah.
Great.
Or nearby.
Yeah. Great, great. So before we wrap up today, I want to take some time to thank our sponsors who help put the show on each week. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, Wisconsin Development Corporation, WBD, and Candale Marketing, who supports our website for the show, which is biztalkwithscore.com. And then the Business News, who does a great job of talking about what's going on in business in Northeast Wisconsin. So we thank you all for helping us put the show on each week. And Amber, you have somebody new that is going to be stepping into your role in your new office here in Appleton.
Yes. So I actually have our new project director here with us. She is Elise Russ. So we're super excited to have her as part of the WBIC family, because once you're with us, you're stuck with us. So she will be starting officially the end of June. But once again, the Appleton office will be officially open after July 1st. But just really excited to have her on board. She's similar to me, so very humorous, very intelligent. But I think it's just... We're so excited to have this office opening, and we really appreciate you having us on your show.
Well, we're really glad you're here, and we're glad to have you here, and it's been very good. So one of the things that we ask each week is for a biz tip from our guests. And do you have a biz tip to share?
Yes, don't play the lottery. Joking. Okay, so my biz tip will be, I'm just an advocate about that darn business plan. I think you need it. Even if you don't want to start your business, maybe for another year or two, start working on it now. Start looking at your demographics. Start looking at the market. Is there a need for it? Are people going to buy it? So definitely the business plan is your roadmap to success, and you have to devote the time to it. So maybe it's 2 hours a week, maybe it's an hour a day, but that would be your first really big step. And resources. Terry was just plugging this really great Google class. It's free. Okay. And you can register for it. So once again, if you're sitting there like, I'm not sure where to start, start with the Google class. Maybe that's your first step, but definitely look at the resources that are within your local community.
And those classes are really good. They're really helpful. I've attended a couple of them and find them very helpful.
And it's great for networking. A lot of people don't realize that when you attend the class, there's maybe 20 to 30 other business owners that are there that you could start talking to, picking their brain, and start building relationships. So definitely even go attend for the networking.
And that networking is another point that really can't be underestimated until you start doing it. Like getting out and meeting people and just talking, you know, not even selling so much.
Correct.
As just talking and finding out what others are doing. And
yeah, it's similar to what we are doing, SCORE and WBIC. We still are, I mean, after 40 years, 30 years, we're still networking. Nobody knows us really in the Appleton area, so this is networking on a different level. But don't be a wallflower. You got to put yourself out there. Introduce yourself. That could be a potential customer. Or maybe they know 20 people that could be potential customers. So definitely you have to put yourself out there.
So before we wrap up, I want to ask you again on a business plan. Have you seen people who have actually been able to do it without one and not well? And there are once in a while, there are those cases, mm-hmm. right? But
yeah, I would say it's kind of a unicorn. It's very rare that you can find a business owner that could be as successful as they want to be without a business plan. But has it been done? Of course, it definitely has. But they still will come to WBIC and say, years later, hey, I should have done the marketing and I should have done the business planning. But it can be done, but I just really would not recommend it. There's so many resources out there that you can use.
One of the things we've found is that when we get people started in the business plan, they do well in the ideas because they're up here.
Yep.
Where they really struggle is with the numbers at first. Do you find that too, and how do you help people with that?
Oh, yeah, numbers are scary. When you start saying how much money you're going to make, oh, yeah, it's. I would say that's where people start getting scared and they fall off. I consider myself the business plan whisperer, so I'm just going to put it out there. I'm pretty darn good at it. I'm really good at financials. There's spreadsheets, there's templates, probably on SCORE's websites, WBIC's website, SBA. But you cannot start a business and you cannot do a business plan unless you start thinking of revenue. Because if you're not making money, it's a hobby.
And it's better to find that out on the front end than it is to put a lot of time and a lot of money into it and find out it doesn't work, right?
Absolutely. Yep. You got to put the time and effort into it, but you have to think, is my business ideal viable and is it realistic where you could actually make money?
Okay, so we'd like to thank you for joining
us
this morning.
Thank you for
having us. It's been a hoot.
Yeah, thank you.
And wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you.
With your new office.
Absolutely. Yep, and we will invite you guys to the grand opening. We will have adult beverages there for you.
Great, great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Biz Talk. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.